think of absolute connection to the Masorah. So I just want to point out that to say things as precisely as possible, every once in a while we hear an idea.
We shouldn't put it up against here, Rabbi Yosai. There we go, beautiful.
We should try to say as precisely as possible from the Chachmei HaMasorah. So every once in a while what happens is that when one says an idea, here's an idea from one's Rabbeim, every once in a while one adds to it. Where one's Rebbe started and where I myself added. So I listened back to Rav Tam's shir on the same Talmud Torah from Tavshin Nun Zayin. I have it on cassette. And there, Rav Tam had said it from Rav Hutner. By the way, two mistakes. Number one, he discussed Rav Chaim that I discussed, but Rav Hutner was not quoting from Rav Chaim. Rav Hutner said it by himself. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two is that Rav Hutner had been masbir. He didn't go so far as we did in terms of Shema Kaleinu. He just said that Shema Kaleinu is the place for the same Talmud or equally, just like Baruch Aleinu and Shema Kaleinu. What we did is we added that it could, the hesber of why it is that Shema Kolenu is going to be unique. That idea, this expression that Shema Kolenu is kol el kol habrachos, is actually, I realized, our own expression. So, what did Rav Chaim say? Rav Chaim was the issue of a Sein Talmud Matar, the difference between a Sein Talmud Matar and Yalav Yavo. That's the Rav Chaim, and that's in the Rav Chaim and stencil. In that Shmuz, Rav Tam also said over that Rav Chaim. That's what confused me. I thought he was saying from Rav Hutner from Rav Chaim. It's years ago I listened to this. I listened to the Shir while I was driving down the FDR 10 years ago. So I didn't remember exactly which part was what. But that's everything we said. We stand by 100%. But just every once in a while, I had my Rabbeim also made this mistake. Every once in a while, that there's an idea that they heard from Gdolei Achronim and they put together on their own. But I want to verify where the great Rabbeim started, and where they started and stopped, and where I started talking. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today I want to start with you. We're not going to be able to get this done in one day, Rabosai. A large part of me wanted to do it in one day, but just not shy. It's overwhelming to do it in one day. I really wanted to cram it into one day, but then you're not going to understand anything, and I'm not going to understand anything. So let's do this properly. The sugi of tzlach. Take a look at the Ramban. Because of Baal Halachos, umedilagabe or lav piruhu, legabe bracha nami lav piruhu. When it comes to arla, it's not considered a pri, and when it comes to bracha, it's not considered a pri. V'lom levarchin ala bara priya eitz ala bara priya dama. That we've already seen, and that we've already discussed. V'chein kosa b'hilchas rabbeinu. V'dobar borur. Says the Ramban, it's a clear thing. The lav priyetsu, that when it comes to the kafrisin, we're still talking about kafrisin. First thing I want to do with you today is really just outline many, many different types of fruits that we're going to have to discuss, where the what the halacha is going to be about bracha, and what the halacha is going to be in regards to arla, and what the halacha is going to be in regards to truma and meiser. You guys asked for it. Hold on, because it's going to be very exciting. But this is by far the greatest roller coaster you've ever gone. The chen kazil b'sarabenu v'dover bor d'lav priyesu v'lo nog be arla d'havile ki yerek v'lo mevarchin anolel borei priyot. So Rabosai, where's the? Do we have a?
Yeah, right here.
Shkoach. Thank you very much. So let's talk about first thing we're talking about over here is kafrisin. So when it comes to kafrisin, what is in regards to bracha, Rabosai? Okay, machlokis. What is the opinion that the Ramban is saying? According to Bahag, it's a borei pri ha'adama. Okay, and we're going to have someone that's going to disagree. In regards to Arla, what's the halacha going to be? In Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be chayiv. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be chayiv. It's going to sound like, according to the Ramban already, that we're going to have a split. That even though you're going to have the halacha that you're going to be chayiv in Arla, nevertheless, you're going to have a borei priya adama. Which we pointed out already in the past that some Rishonim disagree with, which I'm not going back to. What's the svara that it's not chayiv in Arla? Wait a second. Before we go on. Wait, let's not put this in yet. Let's read a little more. V'chein kosa milchus rabbeinu v'dover boru de la priyetu v'lo nag be arla de havile kiyerek v'lo mevarchin alel boru priya eitz. He says, consider like a yerek, and therefore you don't give it a boru priya eitz. Umiyu kaivan de chazil achila mevarich alel boru priya adama. Since it's possible to eat, then it gets adama. V'af al gavdu le'inyin arla sveikohu. Uba'aretz mashminin le priya eitz le'inyin bracha nami lavi sveika bebore priya dama mivarchina denafik bey afilu be priya eitz hilkach mivarch le'ahachi v'afilu le'Rebbe Akiva. So the Rabban comes out and says that the halacha is that one makes what? One makes a bracha of bore priya dama in all cases according to the halacha. Although the Ramban just says it's a safek in Eretz Yisrael. It's a safek in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, even though you're chayiv in regards to Arla, and really then it should get a borei pri ha'eitz, but since there's a tzad that says it's not, so once you make the bracha borei pri adama, that could already be motzi the borei pri ha'eitz. So then in such a case, you make only a borei pri ha'adama. Hilkach mevarech aleh hachi, you only get adama v'afilu the Rebbe Akiva, even according to Rebbe Akiva. Now here, the Ramban adds a little bit more. Yes? Even according to Rebbe Akiva. No, he's saying it's a suffix, right? He's discussing la halacha. What are we supposed to do today? So in Eretz Yisrael, you have
Mar Barabashi, and now
he's
saying that would be also
the Rebbe Akiva. He just means that even if we're being choshesh v'shitas Rebbe Akiva, that's how I read va'afilu Rebbe Akiva. You want to say even further? You want to say that even according to Rebbe Akiva, it only gets
ha'adama?
That was
you're saying shot Mar Barabashi, and that is va'afilu Rebbe Akiva.
You could go even so. You want to learn that way of Ram and Ben? You want to learn that according to Rav?
We read about Fidon Rabbi Akiva and Midi Nahavea.
Well, in the end, how did you read it? Oh, so I hear. I originally read it that it was La Halacha. Maybe it goes as far, Lechura from the Hemshech might be like he's saying, that not only is it that la halacha were choshesh that way, but rather that according to, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that despite the fact that it's chayiv and arla, nevertheless it gets a bar pri adama. I'm not sure. We'll leave it up. Let me continue. Midi dahavia olin le Rabbi Elazar, just like Reb Olin when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer. Va'afal gav de lo avid le in yemaiser lo yerek velo ilad. It becomes like olin are the leaves, that it's not chayiv in maiser. Nevertheless, it gets a borei pri adama because it comes from the ground. Now notice, according to the Ramban, whether the Ramban went so far, Rabbi Akiva, I'm a supa. However, what's clear in the Ramban is the first four lines where he says, V'lo noig be arla da havale kiyerek v'lo mivarchinan aleha bore priyaitz. He says that something that grows from a tree, it's considered like a yerek if it's not a pri. And therefore, kafrisin, which we don't consider like a pri, by definition is going to have a din of a yerek, and therefore you don't make the bracha of borei pri ha'etz. Now in Eretz Yisrael, where we're choshesh for the shita, nevertheless he says you still make the bracha of borei pri ha'adama. Now let's skip where he says uke'inyin hazeh and continue on v'itzrachti lichtov zeh. continues the Ramban. V'utzrachti lichtov zeh, mipnei shari'isi l'rav Rav Avram ben Rav David, who's that, the Ravid? Shekasa v'hai piskelo mechavra. D'lo asya, lo k'rebi Akiva, v'lo k'rebi Lazar. He wrote something that doesn't fit neither like Rav Lazar nor the Rabbi Akiva. The ilu le Rav Lazar priyes to, because he says according to Rabbi Eliezer the bracha gets a priyes. Ela mistabra kepashte de braisa de mevarech al kafrisim bore priya eitz. That the Ravid says that you follow the pashut pshat of the braisa, that you make a bore priya eitz. The im kedivrei harabzal says Rabban the Ravid is wrong. Avogadul gabi arla, even in regards to arla, kafrisim mutarin, mivarech olen bar priya eitz, deshani arla mi bracha. If we're going to say that the Ravid is right, that on kafrisim you make a bar priya eitz, yet when it comes to arla, the halacha is that it's not chayiv in arla. Vim kain hechi akshinim bigamar mi braisa de bracha le rav, de hariba arla. As we pointed out already in the beginning of the sugi, from the beginning of the week, the Gemara said that bracha and arla go together. Says the Ramban, the only possibility that you could have is to say that if it's chayiv and arla, so then maybe if you make a bar at priyadama, you'll still be yotzei the chiyuv of bracha eitz. However, the Ravid's position, where the Ravid says that you make a Borei Priya Eitz even though you're not Chayiv in Arla, that doesn't make any sense, because the Gemara wanted to prove that just like you're Chayiv in Arla, so too you make a Borei Priya Eitz. Hence, the Ramban says the Ravid is wrong. Now, I'm not writing out the Ravid, because I've already mentioned the Shita Saravid, correct? We've discussed the Shita Saravid already. So the Ravid is really right now Chazara, although we still have not been Miyashev the Shita Saravid. Right now I'm intentionally putting out on the board, I'm presenting it not in terms of the Shitas, I'm presenting it in terms of the different types of fruits. So the only thing to add is, by Kafrisin, I would just add in very tiny letters that the Ravid actually holds that's her eggs. Okay? That's in regards to Kafrisin. But most Shitas hold that it's a Borei Priya Adam. Now, Rabosai, I want to go with you to the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah is going to follow B'ikvei HaRamban. However, the Ra'ah is going to extend it and it's going to blow things open. Before we go to the Ra'ah, we're going to do the Ra'ah inside well. I want to review one thing in the Rosh and then just emphasize our two major kashas, which is going to take two shiurim to address. And that is that we saw in the Rosh, indeed in Simin Gimel, I just want, again, we did this in the past, but I want to point out a big, big problem in the Rosh. The Rosh in Simin Gimel, this is the question of the Ma'adana Yom Tov, where the Rosh says the following. He says that when it comes to Kafrisin, Legabe Arla, it's not a pre. In other words, therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is we could be Mekel. In Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Machmir. Take a look where he quotes the Rif that we've already discussed also in the past. Halfway through Simin Gimel, V'kasa Rav Alfas, V'chein b'miktsa svarim nuscham im ba'alachas gedolos. This is all from our Gemara. V'ilchasa zarekes av Yonos v'achlasach gefrisim, U'midilagabi arlo lav pirahu, gabe brocha nami lav pirahu, V'lo mevarchino le'aetz elabore priyadama. The halacha is that you only make Adama. And then the Rosh says, I disagree. Veloni here, the mashma, the hadach, mar baravashi kafrisin, lav mishum da halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. It's not because he passed like Rabbi Akiva. Ela mishum da mekel bar tzach kosu kotzarts. Vikim in the Beretz Yisrael, pirohu, le'inyim bracha, nami, pirohu. He says, that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that it's also considered a pri. Ve'ein chiluk bebracha bechutz la'aretz Yisrael. That shita we've already discussed before. Okay. So this is the way the Rosh came out. However, what's still unclear is what bracha is the Rosh going to say that we make on Kafrisin and the Olim. Let's take a look a little bit further back in the Rosh, in about, I would say, 12 lines in. Now that we see that the Rosh says that when it's a pre, then it gets a bar priyate. And if it's not a pre, it doesn't get a bar priyate. So take a look further back in the Rosh. The Rosh says like this. Miu Amrinan. Does everybody have Miu Amrinan? It's before the Oz Beis in the from the Madani Yom Tov. Before Oz Beis, after Oz Aleph, by the parentheses. Beis? You have that? Miu Amrinan Bishmaitin, the Rebbe Lazar Omer. Miu Amrina Bishmaitzin, the Rebbe Lazar Omer. Anybody find in the Oz Vahadar?
Yeah, it's three lines up from the right paragraph.
3 lines up from the right paragraph, and you found it in our edition. Okay. Miu Amrina Bishmaitzin, the Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Tzlaf Misaser, Tmoros, Evyonos Vikafrisin, Aval Ale Tzlaf, Lo, Lekule Alma, Afal gav de chashivi le'inyin de mevarchin alea bar priya adama ki de isim bishmaitzin haynu mishum de aser le'enos me'olam hazeh. So number one, he says that on alim, on the leaves, the halach is that what makes a bar priya adama because aser le'enos me'olam hazeh. Now the Talmidim asked very well, and I don't have an answer to this question. If it's Aslanos Balamazev lo bracha, give it a shahakol. Why does that prove that it gets a borei pri adama? Maybe there are answers. I don't want to discuss that right now. Below bracha, avol inyan ma'aser lo chashivi. But when it comes to ma'aser, it's not considered chashuv. How many lines in is it now, Michal?
It's the first line on the right paragraph.
Left paragraph. Okay. So here it's considered that for ma'aser, it's not going to be considered even like a yerek. A yerek, by the way, is chayv ma'aser midrabanan. It's not even a yerek because it's just a leaf. Continues the Rosh. Ubishkedim hamorim nami. And when it comes to bitter almonds, afagav de l'inya ma'aser lo chashivi pri. Even though when it comes to ma'aser, it's not considered pri. Kivan de lo nigmaru l'inya bracha chashivi. Even though it's not considered chayiv and ma'aser because it's not complete, nevertheless, when it comes to bracha, it's going to get a bracha chashuva. Kivan de ruin l'achila tzas v'nenimim. Since some people eat it. So when it comes, it's bitter. It's considered le'inyan bracha chashuv enough when you make it edible. Nevertheless, it's not considered a full pri le'inyan ma'aser. Comes along the Madani Yom Tov, and the Madani Yom Tov asks the very basic kasha. It's going to be a similar type of kasha v'amevin yavin that the Ravid is challenged by the Ramban. Asks the Madani Yom Tov v'tema to be Gemara ad Rav Yehuda Marat slav shel Arlav Ochnes Kafrisin. When it comes to Kafrisin, the Gemara says v'kafrisin lav pirininu, and the Gemara asks from bracha. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, whatever the halacha is going to be by Arla, by Kafrisin, that's going to be the bracha. Arla and bracha go together. So how could the Rosh say that when it comes to the Shkedim, the halacha is that it's not Chayiv and Meiser, yet for bracha, you don't need to have the same status of pre for Meiser as for bracha. And for bracha, the mashmos of the Rosh is, and what type of bracha are you going to get? And this is not 100% clear. Le'inya bracha chashivi, mashma, that it's going to even get a eitz, no?
Earlier you said shahakol.
Well,
earlier you said Shachol. You said when, back when he also contradicted himself, says Mash with Ari, but Bedavar Achav is a given Shachol. Madame Ado di Meiser Arlo Racha. Vilkach Yired Marachin Akdonim Shachol.
Wait, but is this the Ketanim?
Yeah, it says on the Marachin Akdonim Shachol.
Yeah, no, but what's this? Are these the Ketanim?
Yeah, and then later on it says about Gedolim Marim Azuki Mazik Vein back with us.
So that you're saying it can't be the Gedolim because it's already a Zuke Mazik. But what happens if it's one of the Shkedim Hamarim that he made edible with Devash? Not if it's by itself. But what happens if he added Devash into it? If he added Devash into it, what would Lechura get to
Aids? What are you changing it around?
Either way, it seems from the Rosh that the halacha is going to be that even though the Gemara says that we make a distinction between the halacha of Meiser, yet for Bracha it's still possible that it's Chashivi. Now, we just got through saying in our Gemara that there are two different levels. If we got through saying that there are two different levels, so then what should come out? It should come out that no, once it's not Chayiv vis-a-vis Meiser, so then in such a case, how can you say le'inyin bracha chashivi? The Gemara did not say that. The Gemara said the two go hand in hand. This is the Madani Yontav's kasha. Madani Yontav asks, v'areyesh l'chalek, the Gemara put the two together, but according to the Rosh, you could say if it's a chashuv achila the way it is, then by definition, it gets a bracha. We'll discuss in terms of your question, Michal, but I think he's talking about even a case where it gets a bar priyayitz. Okay? This is the Madani Yom Tov's kasha.
Didn't he have to censor himself when he says Madame Adoni Meiser Arlo Bracha, and then Rani just said...
Oh, so that's part of the Madani Yom Tov's kasha. Very good. That's all part of the kasha. It's the same type of question. Rabosai. So we just outlined the machlokas between the Ravid, and now we're starting to give a broader picture on the relationship between Arla, Meiser, and Bracha. We didn't even put up Meiser yet, but eventually we'll put that up. Take a look at the Ra'ah now, who advances the Shita of the Ramban. We start with the Ramban, because the Ramban is the first of the Rishonim, and the Ramban is the one who tells us that when it doesn't get a Eitz, and it's not Chayiv in Arla, it's like a Yereh. The Ramban used that expression, that we view it as a yerek, we view it as a vegetable. What did the Ramban say is like a yerek? Even Kafrisin, right? He said Kafrisin is like a yerek. Even though it grows on the tree, nevertheless Ramban still calls it a yerek. Fascinating expression. That's what the Ramban is most if to us on the sugya. Now it could very well be that the Ravid is going to disagree on that formulation of calling it a Yerek. The Ravid might have a different approach. Okay, let's take a look at the Ra'ah. Yachasit, it seems to me, is following, and again, Rabosai, don't take my words for granted. Just because I say it doesn't make it right, you tell me in the end if you agree with me, although now I want to really do a lot of the driving because there's a lot of information we need to assimilate. The Ravid says the following. And the Ra, excuse me. The Ra says the following. He says a similar idea to the Ramban in the context of not the Kafrisin, but the Tmaros. What were the Tmaros? What exactly are the Tmaros? You've got to pull out the pictures. Yeah, what is it? Right, date-light outgrowths, but they're not actually dates.
They're not actually dates.
They're more, I think they're more a little bit green-like. And what they have is the seeds. So take a look at the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, V'chilcha sahachin. I know I didn't give you this to do. Don't worry, I'm just setting up what I gave you to do. And Dibra Maskel Amar Yehuda Amarav. V'chilcha sahachin. V'zarekes av Yonos v'achilas ha-kafis. Pirush bitzlaf, the Ra'ah just gives us first the way that tzlach works. Ivga bar meaning the chazi lemechel. There are actually four things. I can't think of another growth that has four parts to it that are edible. It has four parts that are edible. Olin shebal, the actual leaves. V'tmoros v'hem ke'en gar'inim shenasim b'gufay eitz, and they're like the seeds that are made in the tree. Ke'en agar'inim nasim ba'alei arava yom. I'm not sure what he's referring to when he says that the arava has some type of seeds. V'hem nikron tmoros ke'en shamru b'hadas also bo tmoros. And even though it grows to the tree, he says it's not considered a pre vis-a-vis arla. The kafrisin shomer the pre. And the kafrisin, he says, are the things that guard the pre. So notice, the Ramban had said that the kafrisin are considered like a yerek. And the Ra'ah just adds that when it comes to the tamara, even though it's edible, he says that the tamara is not considered an arla, is not considered a pre vis-a-vis arla. Where do we put the? Did I put the marker here?
It's a bag.
Okay, so number two, the second type of thing we have is the tamara, which the Ra'ah explained that tamara, of course, we said. In Bracha, the Gemara seemed to say it was going to be Adama, right? And in Arla, he says that you're going to be Potter. Now here, we're going to use the expression according to the Ra'ah. He says it's not considered Delav Pri. It's not considered Pri. Okay. Now, let's take a look where the Ra'ah now begins to apply some of these halachos. V'hazesim, says the Ra'ah. V'hazesim mishi yinatsu. U'sharka li'inalos mishi yotzi. This is what I put on the Mar Mekomos. Here, the Ra'ah is explaining that when it comes to the halachas of maestros, the maturity of the fruit, each tree is going to be different. Okay, hilchah. Now we come to case number three. Vradim. Here is something cool. The Ra'ah says, Vradim are what? Shekorim roses. V'heim nasim vadai b'ilon, they appear on a tree. Da'amrina l'kama, the simane ilon hainu d'chishak l'spiri mishtayir ilona v'hadar mapik priri. V'hachinani hachahu. V'afilu hachi mutarin. V'heim ba'en mishum arla. D'pri shel osan ilonos hu zera shenasa b'igul shetachas haveret v'husasim v'eino nireh. Says the Ra'ah, when it comes to roses, so they are not the fruit of the tree. Rather, they are the leaves that come out. By the way, what they would make out of roses, they would make some type of delicacy from it. They would put it in the food itself. They appear with the beginning of the fruit. Think about when you see trees bloom. But if you took away the leaves of the flower, it'll still grow. The fruit will still grow. So Vradim also, according to the Ra'ah, we're going to see, this is going to be a machlokis. According to the Ra'ah, they are, well, he talks about Meiser, right? He talks about here Meiser. So let's go over to Meiser over here. He says that they're not going to be chayiv and meiser. Why? He said because they are not the pri. That's what he said. The rose is not the pri, and therefore it's not chayiv and meiser. Ain't no pri and potter. Okay, that's another type of fruit that we've been introduced to by the Ra'ah. Now, let's keep on going. Let's take a look and see what is. Oh, one more fruit we mentioned. We mentioned the tamarim, right? That the tamarim, we say that the halacha is according to the Ra'ah again, is not considered pre. What does the tour say in regards to tamarim? So let's take a look at the tour in Yoredeya. What he says in regards to Alim, the tamarim, in regards to its field of Arla. In Simin, Reish, Sadi, Dalit. So here, there are two dais in regards to the Tamarim. And we're going to also see two deos in regards to the Vradim. Says the Torah. Simin Reish Tzadi Dalet. Have Yonos Vatmarim Shel Tzlaf Chayovin Be'orla Be'eretz Yisrael. The Tmarim of Tzlaf are Chayiv in Orla. According to the tour, in the halacha is that tmarim are chayiv. Chayiv ladas hatur. So here we have a machlokis between the tour and the ra'ah. We have a machlokis whether, this is our first machlokis that we're focusing on, we have a machlokis whether when it comes to tmarim, whether they're chayiv in arla or not. According to the Torah, the halacha is that they're chayiv. According to the Ra'ah, the halacha is that they're potur. Okay. Now, let's see in regards to Vradim. Let's see how the Beis Yosef deals with Vradim. So right now I'm just cheshbening out the different things without cheshbening Svaris. Just seeing, trying to see the whole field in regards to Arla, Meiser, and Bracha, and the different types of fruits where there is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rashba in regards to Vradim. Here, he quotes a Machlokis. Because of a Rashba, the Rashba says, in regards to Dvarim, Lefi Dati, She'orla noheges bohem. According to my opinion, says the Rashba, Orla, it's going to be chayivin. Vradim, according to the Ra'ah, is going to be potter, but the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba, the Beis Yosef holds that you're going to be chayiv in Orla. So we put down that the halacha is that according to the ra'ah, it's eino pri, that vradim are eino pri vis-a-vis arla. However, when it comes to ladas ha-ra'ah, however, according to the Rashba holds that they're chayiv in arla. So here we have another disagreement. We have a disagreement in this box when it comes to Tamarim, that the Ra'ah said it's Potur, both, he says it's Potur, both by Tamarim and Vradim. He said Tamarim are Potur, it's Lav Pri. The Rashba disagrees when it comes to Vradim, and the Rashba says that you're Chayiv and Arla. Again, in disagreement with the Pashtus, in disagreement with the Ra'ah, who says that you're going to be Potter from Meiser. In other words, for some reason the Rashba considers even the leaves of the flower as being chayiv in the halachos of Arla. And then he quotes, interestingly, that the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid disagrees with the Rashba. This all appears in the Beis Yosef in Simin Reish Tzadi Dalet. Rabosai, what would the svara be to be mechayiv vradim? What's the machlokis over here between the ra'ah, who holds that vradim are not considered a pri, and the other rishonim who say that vrad, vered, that roses are considered a pri? And maybe the issue when it comes to tamarim might be the same issue in regards to vradim. So here we come to a third sugya. And this is the sugya that we've already discussed in the past, and this is the sugya of sugar. Sukkar. Now, all of these sugyas, we have the same fundamental type of problem. It's something that grows on a tree, yet at the same time, it's not a classic fruit. That's really what we're struggling with. And we have to sort of put all of these things together and try to figure out, for bracha, what's the definition? For arla, what's the definition? And for meiser, what's the definition? Okay. So how does it play out in regards to sugar? So let's take a look at sugar in... Where should we start? Yeah, let's start in regards to Hilchos Brachos. What does the Tur say? Notice, the Tur was the one who said that you're chayiv when it comes to tamar. When it comes to arla. He quotes a machlokis, and then the Torah concludes. We all know that there are some who say that sugar is chayiv. Says the Torah, "Vani omer she'ein ze pri umevarchim oleho shahakol." The Torah says, "I hold the halacha is that sugar is not considered a pri, and therefore the bracha is shahakol." So when it comes to sugar, here, the tour holds, when it comes to sugar, he says the halacha is that it's not a pri. Eino pri.
Is that a rabbi?
Oh, he was still quoting the rabbi? Nachon. Nachon, you're right. Very good. Okay, let's continue on. I jumped. Vani omer shein ze pri uvarchim oleho shahakol. That's Lashon Rambam. And then the Torah concludes. He says, ve'efshe lashon al dvarav shein edumi ledvash tmarim, sha'atmarim hein pri v'nato adati l'afi. Hilkach, kishenishtanu b'birchasam, midi dehavi akol peros, shemivarchin al amashkan yotzim en shahakol, chutz mei yotzim yanom azesim, aval elu akonim, she'einam ru'iyim lechol, ve'ikur nintasam adasat vash, vaday zefirin v'orchol abor breiz. Shkoach ben. Big mistake. Says the Tur says that this is the primary product of the tree, and the bracha is going to be ha'eitz, because it's the primary product of the tree. It's the primary of the tree. That's the shita of the Tur. So the Tur says in such a case, One's going to get our eggs. Rabosai, there seems to be a certain pattern that's emerging over here. We're talking about, in all these cases, we're talking about things that are not the primary fruit, and we're beginning to see different Rishonim understanding how you look at them vis-a-vis a fruit in different ways. The Torah said that when it comes to sugar, he says, even though it doesn't grow as a fruit, nevertheless, since it's used as a fruit, so in such a case it gets all eights. When it comes to tamara, even though it's not the primary fruit, nevertheless, according to the Torah, it's chayiv and arla. What's that? Because it's used as a fruit. Even by vradim, in Simon Reish Dalid, this I'm not going to even put on the board, even when it comes to Vradim, really the Torah says in Simon Reish Dalid, you should make a Bar Priya Eitz on Vradim as well. Even though it's not a fruit itself, it's not even the primary fruit, yet nevertheless it comes out of the tree, that's going to be enough, according to the Torah, to be Mechayivit for a Bracha. Let's see, have we covered all the different bases of all the different fruits that we want to discuss? Yeah, I think that's all we discussed. Arla by Smarim, Vradim, Sukkar.
Is there Arla by Sukkar?
Oh, what's going to be the halacha by or the by super? Wait, let's leave that for a second. What's the definition? Rabosak, could we develop in what way the yisod of the machlokis over here? It seems to be that the ra'ah and the tur have very, very different approaches in terms of deciding whether something is considered a pri or not. L'chura, like the Ramban, the ra'ah seems to be saying the following. The only thing that we're going to consider a fruit, for all things, for bracha, for arla, and for meiser, from all these things, how do we look at whether it's considered a fruit? What was the ra'ah, what's the ra'ah seem to be saying? The ra'ah says that as long as this is not the fruit that comes out of the tree, in such a case, it's not chayiv in arla. And also the ra'ah said, you're not going to get a bar priyayetz. And that's why, when it comes to vradim, he says, it's not going to be chayiv in meiser. The Beis Yosef brings down a rajba. The rajba here is going to be a wild card. We're not going to develop so much a sheet as a rajba. But that there are those who are cholek, who hold that when it comes to vradim, the halacha is that no, we consider it a pri. What's that machlokas, Rabbi Osai? What's that machlokas? How do we formulate the ra'ah on one hand versus the Beis Yosef, quoting the Rajba, on the other? Whether Vradim has halacha, it's going to be chayiv and meiser and presumably arla as well. It's an assumption. But chayiv and meiser and arla or not? How would we masbir? Yes, Michal?
Well, it's sort of like you started off saying that if it's used for... Well, the tour says if it's used for a fruit, then it's considered to be a fruit. I mean, it doesn't care whether that's actually a fruit or not. We don't care whether if it's used as a fruit, it turns a fruit. But the Rashi would probably hold otherwise and say that it has to be the Iker fruit, or at least has to be recognized as a fruit, as the characteristics of
it. Oh, from the tour, it seems that any time something comes out of the tree, then by definition, it's going to be chayiv in arla. Hence, the Torah holds that when it comes to tamarim, it's going to be chayiv in arla. Hence, the Torah holds when it comes to sugar, it's going to be chayiv in arla. Even though in no way does it resemble the fruit, anything that comes out of the tree, by definition, is going to be chayiv in arla. Hence, by vradim, the Torah might even say, let me leave that for now. When it comes to sugar, hence the Torah says, the halacha is that it'll also be chayiv, even when it comes to bracha, it's going to be chayiv in a bore pri ha'etz. In other words, anything that comes from the tree, by definition, gets that particular bracha. What does the ra'ah hold? What does the ra'ah hold, Rabbi Osai? What's the svara of the ra'ah? What's his shita? Let's go back even to the language of the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? Why did the Ramban say the halacha is that when it comes to kafrisin, that you get a bar priya eitz, bar priya dama? He says we turn it into a vegetable. What does he mean that we turn it into a vegetable? It's not a vegetable. What's the Ramban saying? What's the ra'ah saying? They seem to be saying that any time when it comes to the halacha of arla and possibly bracha as well, you need to have a tzuras ha'pri. If it doesn't have a tzuras ha'pri, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it doesn't get a bari priya eitz. And it could very well be that if it doesn't have a tzuras ha'pri, it's going to be chayiv. It's going to be chayiv. Not going to be chayiv in arla. And that's why we have the Ra'ah saying that Vradim is Pater from Eiser. Just like we have the Ra'ah saying that when it comes to the Tamarim, he says the Tamarim is Lav Piruhu. What's he saying the Tamarim is Lav Piruhu? As long as it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPri, then by definition, It doesn't have the halachas of Arla. It doesn't have the halachas of Bracha. But the Torah clearly disagrees. The Torah holds that when it comes to Tmarim, the halach is that it's chayiv in Arla, as we had over here. The Torah goes even so far and says, for Bracha, when it comes to sugar, it'll even get a Bori Priyates. What's the pshat? What's the Omek HaDvarim according to the Tur? The Omek HaDvarim is that who says it has to have some type of Tsura Sapri to be Chayiv? As long as it's not a Yerek, this dramatic language that the Ramban uses, that the Ramban says that it's a Yerek, the Tur is going to turn to him and say, what type of vegetable is it? It comes from a tree. And therefore it'll be Chayim in Arla, it'll be Chayim in Bracha, and who says the Torah would agree that when it comes to Vradim, it's not going to be Chayim in Meiser? Now here, I don't have any Mare Makom, but the Ra'ah said it's not Chayim Meiser L'shitaso. And the Ra'ah L'shitaso said in regards to Bracha, it's not the primary pre, because it doesn't have the Tzura Sapri L'shitaso. But the Torah, actually in Siman Reish Dalet, holds that for a technical reason, Vradim don't get a Bari Priya Eitz, which I didn't even put on the board. But really, he would hold that also gets a Bari Priya Eitz. Why? Because he doesn't need the Tzura Sapri altogether. This is all not my own. This all comes from Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita. It's amazing to see that there's a Talmud Chacham who's alive today, who mamish could be makif the sugya ad asof, because we're just scraping the iceberg. This is just someone who did the math. He looked up all the sugyas, he put all the sugyas together, and we see that what emerges is a fundamental machlokis between the Tur and the Ra'ah, which brings us to our second chart. And our second chart says the following. Oh, we can't, this one we can't turn upside down, right? What should we do? Okay, Rabosai, here, I want you to do it on your own. I want you, on your own, to contrast the Tur and the Ra'ah, and make where they're disagreeing, wherever there's a machlokas between the Tur and Ra'ah, and it's all going to revolve around one theme, and that is what is called a fruit. Mahu Pri. What's a fruit? According to the Ra'ah, it's going to need to be a Tsuras HaPri. And according to the Tur, it's almost anything that grows on a tree is considered a pri. And basically, what you're going to do, thank you, is going to put back all of these discussions and put it into this machlokis between the Tur and the Ra'ah. Now, right now, this doesn't seem at all related to all the above questions that we had asked, Nachon. What does this have to do? We had two major tzarkians. First of all, how to defend the Raivit, number one. And number two is, how do we defend the Rush that seemed to say that when it comes to Bracha, all of a sudden when it comes to the Shkedim, over there he said, the halacha is that you would make a Bracha, even though the halacha is that's going to be Potter in Arla. But wait a second. Arla and Bracha always go together. Somehow, with this shtickle, this lishitasam, with the Tur and the Ra'ah, somehow all the questions are going to go away. But in order to understand how all of those questions fall away, we need to first really, really internalize this. We need to first internalize this machlokas between the Tur and the Ra'ah. Okay? And then, what we're going to have to see is, when it comes to Bracha, where the chips fall. In other words, we've only connected the Tur in Brachas. We really only discussed notes. We didn't discuss Bracha by Tamar and Vradim. We discussed regards to Arla and Meiser. The only time we discuss that's Lishitaso by Bracha is within the Shita of the Tur. That the Tur holds that when it comes to sugar gets this unique Bracha. What we need to still flesh out a little bit more to be miyashim yakashas is we need to be mayin in Hilchos Brachos by all of these things a little bit more to come back to the questions. But what did we see today? What we saw today was the following, that the Tur and the Ra'ah have two different world views of how to be magdir, how to define what a pri is. According to the Tur, anything that comes from a tree seems to automatically have a status of a pri, to the point that he even says that sugar, which doesn't have tzuras ha-pri, gets a bar of priya eitz. The Ra'ah Beferish rejected both in regards to Vradim as well as to regards to Tamar. And then the Tur is Lashitaso, because the Tur said, no, Tamar is Chayiv in Arla against the Ra'ah and the other Shitas Arishonim. And Vradim are also Lashitaso. So tomorrow, the first half of Shir, I'm going to already give Numar Mekomos for the Talmidim that feel they're already knocked out by the Sugya. But give it an old college try tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to show you how these approaches with a little bit more yediyah is going to be miyashev all the pshat questions. That's how Rav Gershon Edelstein developed it. First he pointed out how these different shitas are going to line up. And we all started from the Ramban, and we pointed out that the Ramban said something very dramatic. I think the Ra'ah is following Bikveh Ramban. That makes perfect sense, right? The Ra'ah, isn't that what I tell you all the time? That the Ra'ah is a Talmud of the Ramban and the Ritva learned by the Ra'ah. I think that's how it goes. So the Ra'ah is following by the one word that the Ramban started out. The Ramban said something dramatic. He said, Kafrisin is a Yerek. What does he mean, Kafrisin is a Yerek? It's a Shomer Lepri. What do you mean it's a Yerek? The answer is that anything that's not the Ikur Tzuras HaPri, by definition we already consider it like a Yerek. We throw it out to be a Yerek. Would a Tur ever hold that way? The Tur holds in regards to the Tamar, which is less, which is just some type of leafy thing that's growing out, which they sometimes eat. He says that is Chayiv in Arla. See, that resembles a vegetable more than the Shomer Lepri, than the orange peel, than the Evyonos peel, and yet the Ramban calls it a Yerek. The answer is because they hold in the base medrash of the Ramban, they hold that what's considered a fruit, they hold only the fruit itself. And therefore it comes to bracha, of course you're not going to get a bar priyates. Of course you're not going to get a bar priyates. The Tur seemed to have a much more, pardon the expression, liberal definition of what the halacha is going to be in regards to bracha. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with that. Rabbosai, open your Mishnah Berurahs and we'll just apply one halacha that it's where we're up to. Things are working very well in tandem. Just very briefly before Mincha, one halacha, I'll take clarification afterwards, one halacha that we're actually up to, in Simon Reish Beis, Sif Yudalit, take a look in your Mishnah Berurah, we have the following halacha. This is mamish an application of the rush that we saw before. Egos rach, a walnut that is soft, shemivashlim bedvash, that is cooked with honey, v'korin lo nes miskado mevarech alav shehakol. In such a case, you make a shehakol. So we mentioned this last time, that the halacha is that the reason why you get a shehakol is because, the reason why you get a shehakol is because lo noti in shiadai tedachi. They weren't planted for this reason. Now here, the Be'er Halacha asks a fascinating kasha. The Be'er Halacha asks, this contradicts something we learned in the past. In Siv Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, we had learned that the halacha is that if you have a grape that's entirely unedible, so then in such a case you make a borei pri. You don't make a borei pri, you make a shehakol. However, if you have something that is, or no brach at all, depends on the situation. However, something if it's echol ideat chak, then you make a bor priyates. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha. So Be'er Halacha asks, in Dibar Masmal Varach Shehakol, V'lo dami l'il b'sif m'beis, d'muchach shom e'ashulchan arich, d'im ru'uyin l'echol afil rak ideat chak, d'varachim v'varachin aruya, lo samin. Mishum d'hasam, Hello, Myri Bepisha Begadusi Roda Hokai Lakol Odom. Lokachamin daf Ada Bekanusa Mishit Samcha, Ashi Ruilechla Fil Rakaidet Hakshen Priyala. Masha ain't game bozet. When it comes to this walnut, Sha'af Begadusa in Ruilechla Robene Odom. Here, when it comes to a walnut, it's never ready to be eaten raw. Since it's never ready to be eaten raw, so then in such a case, ain ola Hashem ikar pri klal. It doesn't have that identity of a pri at all. However, if it would be something that would be able to be eaten raw, so then in such a case, it would get a boder pri ein. So the only time a walnut that is something that's added to it gets a shehakol is if it would never be able to be eaten raw. However, if it would be able to be eaten raw at any stage, like when it comes to the pool our love on the grapes. So then in such a case, as long as it's a little bit edible, then it will get a bore pre egg. Now when it comes to the orange peels are able to be eaten raw by themselves. It's hard to imagine that the orange peels are able to be eaten raw. So then what's it like? Is it like the case of the grapes that are not edible right now and you add something to it but eventually would become edible? So then in such a case maybe you do get our eggs? Or is it like the walnuts that's entirely inedible at all? And then you made it edible, it'll never become edible. The chura, it's like the case of the walnuts that's not edible at all, and therefore the bracha that it will get is a shakal. In other words, never in its stage will it become edible. And the chura, in such a case, it would get a shakal. Thank you.